Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
So I'm going to continue what I started last night. I'm just, I'm not sure how this will go. I've never exactly ministered on this. You know, I was thinking that probably the thrust of my ministry is to teach people what they have in Christ and to help get them healthy. And like Don was teaching this morning, to understand the grace of God, to get people healed and healthy emotionally, physically. And supposing that when you get full of God, that you go out and you just share it with other people. And so that's probably the thrust of the main things I minister. What I started last night is basically talking about the responsibility that we have to be salt and life on the earth. And so I'm emphasizing more about us going out and touching people than what I probably do. And Don summed it up. I actually thought about calling this a teaching on absolutes, because that is one of the things that I'm trying to get across, is that in our world today, everything is relative. Nobody will be dogmatic about everything. We're afraid to make a statement. You know, I praise God He didn't call me to be a politician, because the politicians, the way that their words are analyzed and dissected and twisted, it's just amazing. You can say something that is so obvious this way, and yet it's going to be interpreted in some other way. It's just terrible the way that people are afraid to say things today, because your words will be twisted and they'll be misapplied and people don't hear what you're saying. But there are absolutes. There are things that are absolutely right and absolutely wrong, and we have a responsibility to share that with people. Let's turn back over to Matthew chapter 5 and just read these verses again, the ones that I started with last night. And let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. It says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor," or Luke says saltiness, "wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of man." I believe that this is saying that if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it, the earth, be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing to be cast out and trodden underfoot of man. And I believe that this is what we see in our society today. You know, I mentioned these things last night, but we are putting so much effort into politics and into social things, and let's do this and this and this. The real power of the church is in being salt, teaching the Word of God, standing up for morality, speaking forth the truth of God's Word. And as we change people's hearts, then society will change as people's hearts are changed. And yet, as a whole, this is a general statement, but as a whole, the body of Christ has really gotten away from personal evangelism, from personally being the salt and the light of the earth. And we are praying for political change, and we're supporting organizations like James Dobson and others. And all of those things are good, and in their place, that's great. I'm not saying that we quit doing that. But it's not going to change through political groups and through things like this. It's going to change through us being the salt and the light of the earth in our jobs and every place that we are. And I really believe that the church has failed in this, and these statistics that I was reading to me are proof of it. I mean, we have a generation of people today that are calling themselves Christians, and of course there's always been more people associated with Christianity than are truly born again. But even among the people who call themselves born again or evangelicals, the hardcore radical Christians, there is 43% of the younger ones that are still saying that homosexuality is fine, that abortion is fine, and all of these things. That, I mean, there are some things in the Bible that are just wrong. I'm not against the individuals. We pray for them, we minister to them, and reach out. But there are things that are right and wrong. And for a group of Christians today not to have a moral compass and convictions, something is wrong. And you know why it's wrong? Because we haven't been salting them. We haven't been killing these lies by standing up and speaking forth the truth. We haven't been preserving this earth. And it's really the fault, it's the failure of the church in this area. And it just basically comes, you know, again, I'm overly blunt, I guess, but I don't want you to miss my point. So you might disagree with me, but I want you to understand me. But I believe it's just cowardness on the part of the body of Christ. We can sit there and call that we aren't wanting to offend people and we're only wanting to be a blessing, and we couch it and hide it in a lot of different ways, but it's cowardice. We're afraid to say something because you're going to be criticized and because people will make fun of you. And in your family gatherings, you know, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. And so anyway, this is what we were talking about, being the salt. In verse 14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do man light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it giveth light unto all that are in the house." In other words, this is saying that you don't put a light, specifically in the context he was talking about a candle, you don't put it on the floor and put something over it. It doesn't give any light if you do that. No, you put it up as high as you can so that it'll give light and it'll illuminate everything. We are meant to be the light of the world. Jesus, when he was here, said he was the light of the world, but when he left, he says, now you are the light of the world. It's him through us, and we need to get this attitude that, you know what, if we don't give light, if we don't shed the truth on things, where's it going to come from? The world doesn't have any light. Man, their value systems are so skewed. It is just absolutely insane, the things that are going on. And I wonder about how can you be so stupid and still breathe some of the things that people are doing. But you know why it's happening? Because the body of Christ hasn't stood up and hasn't done things. You know, we just heard this man, Jim Garlow, last week in Tulsa. I was speaking at a conference there, and Jim Garlow pastors a church that Max Lucado started in, John Maxwell started in San Diego. And anyway, he inherited a terrible situation. They spent, I forget how many millions of dollars, and bought this property. And for its 15 years, they've been in litigation. Have you heard about this, Jeff? You know about this. And anyway, they've been in litigation for 15 years, and they haven't been able to build. I think they're just now getting their first building done. And it cost them millions and millions of dollars. And there's multiple issues. One of them is that there is a branch of sagebrush that doesn't grow on their property, but it could. Their property is the kind of property that sagebrush could grow on. It doesn't grow there, but to protect the right that if it ever wants to grow there, they have out of this, I forget the exact figures, but they have, I think it's 138 acres. And they are only limited to about 10 acres that they can build on because it could be the habitat for sagebrush if it ever decides to grow there. And then they have two doves that are a rare type of dove. Well, they're just birds. Anyway, two birds that are a rare type of bird that are on that piece of property. And they have hindered them for over a decade from building there because it could disturb their habitat. Finally, they are getting permission, but they can't build 6 months out of the year because that's the breeding season for those two birds. And he pointed out that it's now been 15 years and there's still only two birds. So it's not like this breeding season is accomplishing a lot. But it's California. What can you expect? They're probably homosexual birds. Amen. That's what I think. But you know, you hear things like this, and you just think, how could people do this? How could intelligent people do stuff like this? It's just amazing. It's amazing. There are entire towns shutting down because of habitat and environmental issues and stuff, and it has become the new religion. You know, let me just give you one of my opinions. Opinions are like noses. Noses, you know, everybody has one, usually has a couple of holes in it. But here's one of my opinions, that God created us with an ability to hate. Not as an evil thing, but as a positive thing. Now, we use it evil primarily. We hate people and do things like that. And I'm not advocating that, but I'm saying that everybody has a capacity to hate. You know why? Because God gave it to you. And we are commanded to abhor that which is evil. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. The beginning of wisdom is to hate evil. The Scripture commands us to hate. Everybody has a capacity, And God gave us this ability to hate. And so it's innate inside of every single person. And if people don't have a proper moral value, if light doesn't shine and give them a proper value system, they are going to hate something. It's just built into us that we realize some things are evil and some things are right, and we're supposed to hate the evil and love the good. And if we don't establish a proper standard based on what the Word of God says, then people become fanatical about environmental issues and trans fatty acids, and that becomes their crusade, and they are passing laws, and they are just fanatical about these things that are just insane. It's just absolutely stupid. Anybody miss my point on that? It's just absolutely stupid. You know, there are people today that, I mean, if you eat burger and fries, they are mad about things, and yet they'll sit there and kill a child in their mother's womb. I've just come to a place that anybody who will kill a child in their mother's womb has no right to criticize me over anything I eat or wherever I go or however I do anything. That's just absolutely wrong. And I'm preaching to the choir right here, but you know what? I say these same things on television, so it's not like I just say this in a protected environment. We are the light of the world, and God intended us to set that light up on a pedestal so that it could give light to people. And the way that we see the world going today is a reflection of the fact that we haven't been establishing the agenda. We haven't been saying what's right and wrong, and so they got to be passionate about something. And so they come up and start banning this and banning that and doing things that are just silly. It's just silly.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
Once again, I'd like to encourage you to take advantage of what we call the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. This is actually my footnotes on over 9,000 verses in the Bible. It's in a Bible program. You get three versions of the Bible with that. You get four Bible dictionaries and commentaries, and mine is one of them. And the reason we call it a living commentary is because as I write footnotes every month, there are updates available. We have a sample of this on our website, so I'd like to direct you to that. You could actually check it out and see, and you could sign up right online. But check out the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. I think it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you.